We start recording this. And what we're going to do for today is we're going to continue with the topic of paradise. And today we're going to talk in particular about the Hurin, who are the women of paradise. But before we begin, let me ask you a couple of questions from yesterday's lecture, because yesterday we talked about the how the people of paradise will spend their time. And I want to make sure everybody understands what we went over yesterday. First of all, true or false, the servants of the people of paradise will be the children who died before puberty from this world. True or false, the servants of the people of paradise will be the children who died before puberty from this world. Very good. That answer is false. And we talked in detail about that yesterday. We talked about how there are some Muslims out there who will try to tell you that the youths, the little boys that Allah speaks about in paradise who will serve the Muslims, will be the children of the people who died. This is not true. And the simple fact that Allah states in the Quran that they are immortal boys whom He has created for paradise. The simple fact that Allah tells you that they are immortal tells you they are not from this life. So the next time a person tells you, which we had a person say that a week ago here, we had one of our users of our website a week ago was saying that, and I told that person that she was incorrect. The next time a person tells you that the youths of paradise are the people from the children from this world, you can tell them that is a misconception. That is not true. Okay, the youths of this world will never grow old. They were created specifically for paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that everyone who enters paradise from this world will go back to the original form of Adam alayhi salam, and everyone who enters paradise from this world will be the age 33. So all of that, those hadiths prove, you know, that this is not the case. Next question, true or false? The people of paradise will gather together at a market once a week. True or false? The people of paradise will gather together at a market once a week. Very good. That answer is true. Next question. True or false? The people of paradise will converse with each other about their time spent here on earth. True or false? The people of paradise will converse with one another about their time spent here on earth. Very good. That answer is true. And that's a question that a lot of people ask us. They ask us, will the people of paradise remember their lives here in this world? And the answer is yes. In fact, they will talk about it with each other. They will say, remember when we were told to fear Allah. Remember how when we lived in the other life, we used to do this. And now look at how Allah has rewarded us for fearing Him and believing in Him. Okay, so basically, those questions there help to summarize what we talked about yesterday about the lives of the people of paradise and how they will spend them. And also, one more thing too, we talked about how a couple of more things too. Let me ask you a couple of questions. I didn't put it on here. True or false? If a man is fortunate to enter into paradise, so will all his wives and children. True or false? If a man is fortunate to enter into paradise, so will all his wives and children. Very good. That answer is false. Because just because you make it to paradise does not guarantee that your husband or your spouses will make it with you. Only the people who are righteous will make it to paradise. And the last question, who can tell me? How many opinions are there in regards to who will a woman be with when she enters into paradise if she had more than one husband? Very good. There are three opinions. And what are the three opinions? What are the three opinions that the scholars have about who will a woman be with in paradise if she had more than one husband? What are the three different opinions? Very good. One opinion, which is the opinion which the majority of the scholars go with, is that she will be with her last husband. And they base that on several hadiths, which were weak in their transmission, but they support one another due to the fact that there's several of them. And that hadith states how different companions said they heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that a woman will be with the last man she married. So that's the opinion of the majority of the scholars. And that opinion is also supported by Sheikh Atli of our website, Imam Ibrahim of our website. And that's also the opinion of Sheikh bin Baz, to give you an example, and Sheikh Albani. The second opinion is that she will be allowed to choose which husband to be with. Okay? And that opinion is based on the fact that Allah tells us whatever our wish may be, He will grant it. And we talked about the hadith yesterday, whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there will be some people who have the strangest wishes, but Allah will give it to them. And that opinion is shared by Sheikh Morsi of our website. It's also shared by myself. And it's also shared by Sheikh Uthaymeen. The third opinion is that Allah will put her with the most righteous of all the husbands she's had. Okay, I don't know anyone who supports that opinion from here, and I don't know any famous scholar who does that you guys know of. But those are the three different opinions on that issue. Okay? And we discussed each of them well yesterday. I don't know. SubhanAllah. Okay, so those are the three different opinions on that, guys. And either of those opinions, you know, are, you know, correct based on, you know, whichever one you choose to follow. So basically, that's what we talked about yesterday. Today, we're going to move on to the next chapter of this book, which focuses on El Hurin, or the women of paradise. And there are many, many, many fairy tales out there about the Hurin. What I mean by that is there's many fabricated hadiths out there about the Hurin. And I don't know why people choose to follow fabricated hadiths when we have so many sahih evidences from the Quran and Sunnah. But anyway, we're going to talk about these hadiths right now about the women of paradise. Okay, Allah tells us in many verses of the Quran that He will marry the believers in paradise to beautiful women who were not their wives in this world. Now, believe it or not, there are some more misguided Muslims out there, misguided so-called Muslims, who try to tell you that the Hurin were the women of this world. There are some misguided Muslims out there who actually believe, just like they believe the children who die before puberty are the youths, which is incorrect. They also think that the women of this world who are lucky enough to make it to paradise will be of the hurin. This is not true. Again, these are people who have no understanding or knowledge of Islam, and these are people who need to be careful about misinterpreting Allah's word. Allah tells us clearly in the Quran, in the interpretation of the meaning, Allah states, so it will be, and we shall marry them to Huris with wide, lovely eyes. Also, Allah describes for us in the Quran the Hurin, and He describes them as being firm and full-breasted women. Allah states in the interpretation of the meaning, verily for the pious there will be a success, and gardens and grapeyards and full young breasted women of equal age. Allah tells us also in the interpretation of the meaning that the hurin have been especially made for paradise, and He has made them virgins. Allah states in the interpretation of the meaning, verily, we have created their companions of special creation and made them virgin pure and undefiled and beloved by nature, equal in age. Now this verse right here lets you know that they're not from this world when Allah says that He's created them from a special creation. Okay, and made them virgin, pure, and undefiled. The fact that these women are virgins means that no one has ever married them before. Allah states in the interpretation of the meaning, whom no man or jinn has touched before. So when you read these verses of the Quran, how can anybody with understanding of the English language or the Arabic language, because the Arabic says the same thing, walk away thinking that the hurin are from this world? How can anyone walk away thinking that your ex-wife is going to be a hurin when she, your ex-wife, is something that somebody touched before? You touched her. Okay? So again, guys, we have to be careful. We have to be careful when we go around interpreting the verses of Allah to mean things that they don't mean. And the same thing applies to those people who also go around stating that the youths of paradise are the offspring of the people whose children died before puberty. You have to be careful of this, guys, because anyone who lies on Allah will take their seat in hell. And when you sit around misquoting and misinterpreting the verses of Allah, you are lying on Him, and you will be sitting in hellfire. Now, in regards to the hurin, the Quran also speaks of their beauty. Allah states in the interpretation of the meaning, and there will be huris with wide, lovely eyes as wives for the pious, and they will be preserved like pearls. Also, Allah states in the interpretation of the meaning, in them will be maidens restraining their glances, whom no man or jinn has ever touched before. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny, like unto rubies and coral? The hurin are also described as women who restrain their gaze upon their husbands. They restrict their gaze and do not let their eyes wander past their husband. So these again are just some of the many, many verses of the Quran which address the Hirin. And just like all the other women of paradise, the Hirin are also free of menstruation. They are free of postnatal bleeding. They are free of urine and stools. Okay? So thus, as we can see, these are the women who will also be included as being the wives of the believers, the believing men of paradise. Now, believe it or not, guys, let me tell you about an email I just received yesterday from somebody named Mary. Mary, who has posted on our question board, and I had to ban her from our question board, too. Well, this woman named Mary sent me an email asking that since Allah states in the Quran that the Hirins are for the believers, and since Allah does not discriminate, does that mean that they will be the wives for the women of paradise too? Now, for those of you who read the question board, Mary, quite contrary, is a lesbian who likes to post on our board. She's from the Gay Muslims Association, who likes to think that it's lawful for a person to be a homosexual. Well, here's another deviant, misguided person who will read the verses of the Quran and twist them around to mean what they want them to mean. She says that since Allah, and she quoted this verse here, Allah says that the Hirin are for the believers of paradise, she takes that to mean that they are for the women too, and that there will be women married to women in paradise. Astaghfirullah. Again, guys, we have to be careful of this type of ignorance, this type of slander against Allah and His religion. You know, be careful of this garbage. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has also told us about the beauty of the wives of the people of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the Hirin to the people. Now, this may not seem attractive to us, but remember, everything in the hereafter is different in the light than what is we know of here in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the Hirin as women whose marrow of their legs will be visible through their flesh because of their extreme beauty. Now, this seems unattractive to us here in this world, but this is something that will be beautiful in the hereafter. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if one of the women of paradise were to look at the people of this world, everything in between them would be lifted up and filled with her fragrance. The veil on her head is better than this world and everything in it. And that hadith is also sahih. So this hadith here proves to us the beauty of the Hirin, and also it answers the question that some people ask, will the women of paradise wear hijab? Well, there's your answer. The Prophet said the veil on her head alone is better than this world and everything in it. So yes, the women will be covered up in paradise as well. Okay? The smallest number of wives that any one man will have in paradise is 72. 72. It is reported that the martyrs will have 72 wives, from amongst the hurin. Okay? And this is where we run into a bunch of trouble with the women of this world. A lot of women read about how the men of paradise will have lots of wives, many of them from the hurin, and they have the nerve to get jealous. And I told you guys how we had one person, one man, post on the question board that his wife is so jealous of the fact that he will have wives from the hurin that she made him take an oath on the Quran, and like an idiot he did it. She made him take an oath on the Quran that he will deny and reject marrying any woman except her. Okay, so again, this shows the ignorance of the Muslims. Remember, there is no jealousy in paradise. There is no envy in paradise. There is no hatred, no ill will. If you are lucky to make it to paradise, you could care less how many wives your husband has. Okay? Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the hurin in paradise will sing with sweet, beautiful voices. And unfortunately, again, we have some misguided Muslims who like to interpret this to mean that it's lawful to sing and listen to music. Astaghfirullah, this is not true. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the wives of the people of paradise will sing to their husband in the most beautiful voices that anyone has ever heard. And what they will sing is, we are good and beautiful. We are the wives of a noble people who look at their husbands with content and happiness. We are eternal and we will never die. We are safe and will never fear. We are remaining here and we will never go away. And this is the song that the women, the hurin of paradise, will sing to their husbands. Again, guys, we have to understand. We have to understand that there are some things which Allah has made lawful in paradise that He did not make lawful in this world. For example, we will also drink wine in paradise when wine is haram in this world. Also, the wine in the hereafter is not even remotely similar to the wine here. The same with the music of paradise. The songs of paradise are not even remotely similar. So just because you read this hadith does not mean that music in this world is lawful for us. Okay? In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, El Hurin are singing in paradise saying, we are the beautiful Huri, and we are kept being kept for our noble husbands. That these women are singing this song right now. Also, why are the women of this world jealous of the Hurin? The Hurin are jealous of the women of this world. It's the total opposite. The hurin, they sit in paradise singing this song for their husbands, anticipating their arrival. And they are jealous. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the hurin get jealous over their husbands in this world anytime you upset your husband. Anytime a woman makes her husband mad, the hurin who will be his wife in paradise get jealous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no woman in this world upsets her husband But his wife from amongst the Hurin will say, do not upset him, and may Allah kill you, for he is with you only temporarily, and he will be with me soon, forever. And that hadith is sahih. So every time you make your husband mad, the angels curse you, and not only do the angels curse you, but so do the Hurin. The Hurin ask Allah to kill you for making their husband angry. Okay, so that shows the jealousy that the Hurin have for the women of this world. Okay? So this then takes us to another question that many men ask. They say, how is it that one man can have so many wives? How can one man from this world deal with having more than, it's hard enough to deal with two, more or less 100 or more wives? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, the believer in paradise will be given a lot of strength. He will be given the strength of 100 men. So again, nothing in the hereafter is similar to this world. A man in paradise will be have the strength of 100 men, and he'll be able to deal with all his wives, no matter how many they are in number. Okay? Also, the women of this world have no excuse, no reason to be jealous of the Hurin, because in paradise, the women of this world will be over them. And the proof of that is how Allah tells us that the people of this world will live in mansions and palaces. The Hurin will live in tents. They will live in pavilions. And whatever wives that a man had from this world will be over the Hurin. So there is no reason for you to be jealous of the Hurin when you will be of a higher status than them in paradise, because you lived your life and you chose to believe in Allah. Allah will reward you and put you to a higher status than the Hurin, who He created to worship Him. Also, for those women out there who are so jealous of the Hurin, there's also a hadith whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that a woman from this world will be 1,000 times more beautiful than a Hurin. So what are you jealous of? You're of a higher status than they are. You will live in palaces, they will live in tents. You will be more beautiful than they are. This is Allah's reward to you for living your life in obedience to Him. So again, as you guys can see, those women out there who waste their time crying and boo-hooing and being jealous of the Hurin, these are women who are ignorant, who lack knowledge and understanding of their religion. And you need to wake up and stop wasting your time allowing shaitan to get to play on your ignorance. You need to make dua and pray to Allah that you are fortunate enough to make it to paradise rather than waste your time worrying about what's going to happen when you get there. Okay? Also, Allah tells us that the people of paradise will laugh at the people who are in hell. After Allah admits the people of paradise to paradise, they will call out to their opponents in the hellfire, and they will make fun of them, and they will scold them. They will say, as Allah states in this ayat of the Quran, in the interpretation of the meaning, and the dwellers of paradise will call out to the dwellers of the fire, saying, we have indeed found true what our Lord promised us. Have you also found true what your Lord promised you? And the people of the hell will say yes. And then a crier will proclaim between them, the curse of Allah is on the wrongdoers. So the people of paradise will not only live their lives sitting underneath beautiful trees, drinking wine and milk and honey, being served by beautiful young boys, accompanied by their families, their wives from this world and their wives of the hereafter. They will not only be talking with each other, reminding each other of what happened in this life, but they will also look down to the people of hell and make fun of them and ask them, hey, I bet you believe in Allah now, don't you, you atheists? I bet you you're not wasting your time using that scientific garbage now, are you? Okay? So, although in many cases it appears that the kafir may have the upper hand over the Muslim in this life, in the hereafter they definitely will not. Because Allah has clearly stated in the interpretation of the meaning that the pious will be living in delight on thrones, looking at all things, and you will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight. They will be given to drink pure sealed wine. The last thereof will be with the smell of musk. And for this, let all those strive who want to strive. That wine will be mixed with tasneem, which is a spring whose drink is from the spring most nearest to Allah. Verily, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed in Allah. And whenever they passed by them, they used to wink to one another in mockery. And when they returned to their own people, they would return joking. And when they saw the faithful, they used to say, verily, these have indeed gone astray. But the disbelievers had not been sent as watchers over the believers. This day, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers as they sit on their high thrones, looking at all things. Are not the disbelievers fully paid for what they used to do? So that beautiful verse of the Quran sums it up right there. And that beautiful verse of the Quran gives each and every one of us who truly believes in Allah the encouragement to hang in there, despite how bad life may be giving you a blow, despite how hard it may be, hang in there and be patient. Despite how it seems that you are at the bottom and the kuffar is at the top, hang in there. Because your reward is soon to be from Allah. And this is why Allah tells us of paradise, to give us the encouragement that we need to continue to obey Him and to stay away from that which He has forbidden. Okay? So thus we can see, guys, these are just some of the many different verses of the Quran, and these are a few of the many hadiths which address the women of paradise. And again, I want all you women here to get over this ignorance that is plaguing so many women, that you're sitting around jealous of the hurin. You have nothing to be jealous of. Plus, there is no jealousy in paradise. So let's just toss all that garbage out the window and start trying to do what's needed to get to paradise. Okay? Okay, we're going to stop right here for today. The next chapter, we're almost at the end of this book too, by the way, guys. The next chapter here talks about a little bit more about the people of paradise. It goes into a little bit more detail about the things that the people of paradise will do. And it also refutes a bunch of misconceptions that the deviant people have against what Allah says. Okay? So we'll stop right here for today. If you have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.